funerals are being held for some of the 41 people killed in a church fire in the Egyptian city of Giza. It broke out during a Sunday mass service. Thousands of people were in the building at the time, with many children among the victims. An electrical fault is being blamed for the fire. Explosions have been reported in the Syrian port city of Tartus. State media say Israeli warplanes attacked targets in the area, and these were intercepted by Syrian air defense. Syria's military says three soldiers have been killed. Celebrations are being held across India to mark 75 years of independence. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been addressing the nation from the historic Red Fort in New Delhi. He said he would work to make India a developed nation in 25 years. Pavni Mittal is in New Delhi with more on the celebrations.
For some weeks now, there have been many government initiatives to celebrate this milestone. For example, museums have not been charging an entry fee for some weeks. The government also announced free booster doses against COVID-19 for 75 days. Now, there is a signature campaign by the government. It is encouraging people to buy and hoist the tricolour. And that campaign has been received very well. In shops, offices, homes, people have been hoisting the national flag.
China's central bank has trimmed interest rates in an effort to boost economic growth. New figures show industrial output grew just 3.8% in July, much lower than expected. Retail sales have also slowed and investment in the property sector has dropped. Unemployment for young adults has hit 20%. It's the highest on record. North Korean state media are reporting Russian President Vladimir Putin's planning to expand ties between Moscow and Pyongyang. Putin reportedly wrote to North Korea's Kim Jong-un on the 77th anniversary of the Korean Peninsula's liberation from Japanese rule. The president of Ecuador has declared a state of emergency in the city of Guayaquil after a bomb attack blamed on drug gangs. Five people were killed and 26 injured when men on motorbikes opened fire and threw a bag of explosives into a restaurant. The interior minister called it a declaration of war against the state by organized crime gangs.
Hi, Malika here. And we've got some news at The Take. We'll be on hiatus for a few weeks, busy behind the scenes working on some really exciting episodes. We'll return in September. Until then, stay in touch